Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
I know it sounds weird, but are there ways that can be uncommonly common ways to die? Of course there can. So these are things by themselves, you'd go, well, that has to be pretty rare. But when you look at it statistically, it's not as rare as you would think. Anyone have anything that comes to mind where you're like, oh, I bet you this is in there?
Like when people take selfies at dangerous locations and fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
That one's not on there, but that's a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, it's really ramped up in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, ooh, got to have the one for the gram.
What about something like skydiving or bungee jumping, which, yeah, I'm sure not a lot of people do die that way, but
these are all more things that would happen in everyday life.
Oh,
falling down the stairs.
No, but you're more on the right.
Falling
track.
Up the stairs.
No,
you ever do that? You feel so stupid. I understand down, but I did it going up.
Yes. That's a bad feeling.
Uh-huh.
I used to watch that show, 1,000 Ways to Die.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty religiously. So my brain just goes to all of those wacky ways.
And like getting crushed by a vending machine?
Yeah, or I think about the one guy who was whacking it in his computer chair, and he was bouncing up and down so much that the hydraulics in the chair exploded and shot up his booty hole.
Oh, no.
Killed him.
No,
oh, that seems like a
that
bad
seems
way
impossible.
To go. It does, but it wasn't.
What a finish, huh?
Yeah.
You have to be like, wow, one of a kind, I'm dead.
Do you think that's instant?
No,
that probably takes a while, right?
Probably a little bit, yeah.
Between 1978 and 1995, how many people in the United States were killed by vending machines falling on them?
150.
Between what years? What? How many years?
78 to 95.
Oh, that's a pretty good amount of time. So, a lot of idiots shaking
years.
Machines.
I'll say 5,000.
5,000. Okay.
I'm going to, I think I would go about 280 on that one.
Maitland?
I'll go 1,500.
Well, you guys are really scared of the creeping death that is the vending machine. The answer is 37.
Oh, okay. Wow.
37.
No, so I'm not worried about it. I just think that there's a lot of stupid people.
Not 5,000.
Not 5,000. Okay. I think they might be banned. You know.
Got to do more attaching to the wall.
Number four is also being crushed by something you use every day.
A shelving unit or something?
A car?
Car.
Nope.
A TV.
A TV.
Oh.
See, that's why they always supply you with those little brackets now.
And do you put them on?
No, because I'm not an idiot.
That's not as common anymore than now, though, I would think. Like back in the day when TVs weighed 1,000 pounds.
They were much heavier.
Yeah.
Like the early plasmas and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I'm saying like back in the day with the old
tubes.
Yeah, the CRT TVs.
But those didn't move. Like they were so big and wide. I'll bet Freebeer's right though. The early plasmas, because they were up on a table and they're much more tippy. So like little kids and everything else. And
like now lots of people have them mounted on the wall, but that used to be much more infrequent. Just put it on a table and wish for the best. Doesn't always work out. How many, just in 2011 alone, how many people died from a TV falling on them?
In 2011?
Mm-hmm.
100.
Anybody else?
75.
1,100.
41.
Oh, 28, I was close.
On average, 18,000 people a year are injured by TVs tipping over. 18,000 emergency room visits because of a TV. Number three. This one is a terrible four-word stretch. Mauled by a...
Pitbull, dog, cat, monkey.
Lawnmower.
Oh, no. Mauled by a lawnmower. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have used the term mauling for that, but
yeah.
Honestly, I got a little push one, not a ride one, but that thing gets a little crazy sometimes. I got to reel it back in.
Gets a little crazy?
Yeah, when it's real charged up, it moves fast.
Doesn't it have a little throttle or something?
Yeah, like I got to hold it down, but if I have a handle in my hand, I squeeze it as tight as possible. There's just no way, whether it's a game controller or my lawnmower, it is as full and far down as possible. I'm white knuckling that thing. I almost said MF-er. And so, yeah, my lawnmower sometimes will get like a little bit more powerful than I realize, and I'm like, whoa. But I also have a weird hill.
You bring that same energy to like an HJ? Because that would be terrifying. Yes. Like white knuckle squeeze.
Death grip. Yeah. I'm going to squeeze
so
the fun
fast
out of you.
God, it feels like she's trying to get the go-gurt out.
You're going to hate this so much, you're going to love it.
It says, mowing the lawn inherently is so deeply boring that you get distracted. All it takes is a little moment. Annual death count from lawnmowers mauling people.
113.
300.
They've been so much lower than expected. 57.
Okay.
5,000.
89. Around 89 on average.
I'm going to get one.
5,000.
A lot of people mowing.
That one's hard because they've put so many safety devices on them.
Harder to die. Easy to still lose digits. Mm-hmm. A lot of people forget that. Oh, the blade's running. What's under there? Oh,
blades.
The blade.
Yeah, blades. Yeah. All right. The most common, uncommon way to die. Well, no, there's two left. I take it back. Second most common is accidental autoerotic asphyxiation.
More common than lawnmower injuries.
Yes.
Jeez, man.
Yes.
Loosen the belt.
Yeah, you got to learn how to choke. You can't push down in the middle. You got to grab on the sides.
It's blood flow, not airflow.
That's right. Well, you guys didn't know that.
No.
Well, it blew
now
my
you
mind
do
a little bit. How obviously common knowledge that was to the two of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the sides.
Yep.
Sides and like up a little bit.
Yeah. Don't think push I could, down to the front.
Do you think I could knock myself out right now?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think I
you
could.
Definitely.
You
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
I could just think about a chicken getting its head cut off and yeah, lay down on the floor.
Yeah. Maybe shard a little.
Not out of the question. Not out of the question. That's the first thing when I realize what room I'm in. Mm-hmm. Check the front, check the back, see if it was a really bad attack. Keep that on a card in my wallet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tommy, do you know what autoerotic asphyxiation is?
Autoerotic sounds like car.
Okay.
So maybe they, is that where they put the car in the garage and they leave it running?
No, that's suicide.
Oh.
That is different.
I mean, it's kind of, if you took out the erotic part,
well,
auto, that'd
it
be
I
kind
know
of auto asphyxiation.
Oh!
The auto erotic, yeah, is less, more about pleasure and less about killing.
Okay, wait, let me try again then.
Please.
Okay, so auto things kind of do it on their own. So maybe it's like you do it by yourself and you accidentally try to do what
by yourself?
Get yourself off.
Okay, good.
And you do it in a bad way. Oh, that's like where people, the people who hang in the closet and they like kind of accidentally.
We're still on suicide here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no,
no, he's on the right track now. Yeah.
It's an accidental killing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm sweating.
Yeah, it's what happened to Michael Hutchins from NXS.
Mm-hmm. And the guy from Kung Fu, David Carradine.
David Carradine. Yeah.
We just learned that last week. It's because the activity doesn't mean death is an acceptable result, they say. But it is a risky operation. How many people a year die from autoerotic asphyxiation?
I'm going to say 100.
It's under 5,000. Kelly says 100.
100
at me.
I'd say about 130.
I'll say
a lot of freaks.
95.
Always very judging. Steve?
6,000. Six.
Six.
Six. Six.
Tommy, do you have a guess?
I actually think that 130 is a very good guess.
So you're just going to take someone else's guess?
You can't think of any other number.
Are you just multiplying that just based on people you know?
Yeah, everybody owning cars.
All the numbers. Car he's ever seen. The answer is 160 people a year bid adieu in that manner.
Dang.
That doesn't shock me at all. Considering I just learned what it was. I'm just kidding.
How could it shock you? Didn't even know it was a thing. All right, this last one. You are all safe from it. Probably. At the moment, anyway. Around, let's see, what is the number? For those who exercise at least 140 minutes a week, 1 in 13,000 of them will die during their workout. That's right. Dying from being too good at exercising.
Yeah.
For those who work out vigorously 20 to 139 minutes a week, you have about a 1 in 23,000 chance of dying during exercise. And if you work out less, you have a 1 in 17,000 chance of dying while working out. So in theory, if you, the more you work out in a week, the more likely you are to die from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, you know, kind of statistically makes sense.
So don't work out.
That's what people will take from it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just stretch. You guys almost accidentally ever killed yourself in a stupid way? Like, Steve, that time you fell off the ladder or whatever in your shed?
That was probably as close as I've come. Yeah. That was bad.
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, if you fell, there's...
I wouldn't have died. I don't know. I guess depending on the way I landed, who knows?
I remember reading when I was a kid. I have no idea if it was true because I read it when I was a kid, like seventh grade. If you fall from 6 feet or higher, or falls from 6 feet resulted in death 50% of the time.
I remember hearing something like that too.
I don't know if it's
and then
true.
If you
That's
factor in, if you factor in age too, like if you're over the age of whatever and you fall from more than 2 feet, there's a good chance it'll lead to death.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, it makes sense, though, because if you're at a certain height, you don't have time to, like, correct yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, like, 5 feet in the air on an extension ladder or a step ladder and you fall backwards, you're just hitting your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nowhere to stop. So it does make a ton of sense. But, no, I don't think I've ever come super close. Probably the closest was when I put gasoline in a Pepsi bottle and lit it. And nothing really bad happened. I cinched my eyebrows, but I went, if that had blown up, I'd be dead.
Where, like, how it was old were you?
Probably 14.
Okay.
13 or 14. And as soon as I did it, I went, that's the dumbest. Why did I do that?
Yeah. That was
why did I do that?
Stupid.
It wasn't a ton. I mean, it was probably a quarter of an inch of gas. I mean, enough, but it shot right out.
Now, not everyone who's mauled by a lawnmower dies. Dan in Buffalo, my neighbor lost 8 fingers trying to use his push mower to trim the hedges.
8? That's amazing.
Just take the other two off, man.
It was 3 separate incidents. I'll get it this time. No, not really.
Now I got it figured out.
That would be awful if it was. Bro, stop touching the lawnmower, man.
Dude, leave it on the ground.
Starting to feel like you might be getting aroused by this.
So he just straddled the thing and then grabbed from either side because he was going to lift it up into the air? Like, I assume that's what he did.
I mean, yeah.
Good God.
He's just thumbs?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because the rest would have been underneath.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Those blades really get to the edge in hindsight.
Yeah, I would have thought that they'd leave a little bit of room for the Holy Ghost.
Not much. Not much, man. Tight tolerances.
Did you guys ever do the, like, intentional pass out thing? Like, where you hold your breath and somebody squeezes you until you pass out?
Oh, yeah. That was a big
definitely
thing.
Definitely. No.
Yeah, that was, like, real big. Okay. So that's, like,
I had the real pass out thing locked up. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
Didn't like that.
We were doing that one time over the summer, and I was sitting around with a bunch of friends, and a bunch of people pass out. You pass out, you wake up, and you're like, whoa. And somebody had said, you can die from this. And then they're like, Kelly, you want to go? And I said, of course I do. And as soon as I got to the point where I was like, I'm going to pass out, I farted. And everybody laughed. And the kid squeezing me, my brother, let go of me because he was laughing. So I was like, kind of conscious, but not.
Did you
and
propel
also,
off the
I was so vulnerable and
something.
Humiliated and then just fell to the ground. I'm so lucky there wasn't a table around. I could have hit my head on or something.
Man, you were really serious about getting all of the air out of you.
I fully committed.
He just bailed like you were
he
toxic.
He was laughing so hard. Like, this isn't funny. I think I'm awake still.
I think I'm going to fall now.
Who farted? It's me. I don't know.
That is a hell of a run.
Mm. Yeah.
That was me. Today's show is great.
That's right.
Agree. Okay, affirmative.
Yeah.
Hi there. We are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not-not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.